Hi, my name is Denise in a recorded line. Is this
Hi,
regarding
Denise.
the Depo Provera lawsuit?
Yes, a new depo claimant, a Miss Jasmine Holmes. Last name is Holmes. Best phone number is 205-480-8484. First name, Jasmine.
Perfect. Thank you so much. I'll take it from
You're
here.
welcome. All right, Miss Holmes, so take you from here. Thanks so much, ma'am.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hi, Ms. Holmes. So once
Hello.
again, my name is
Hi.
Denise in a recorded line. I'll be assisting you further as your intake specialist today. We'll go through some questions together. I know they do their pre-screening and I do it as well on my end. So first and foremost, would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Depo Provera lawsuit?
Yes.
Okay. And do you have an attorney at the moment?
No.
Okay. Are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter, or signed documents with another law firm?
No.
Okay, you have not signed anything, so you are willing to affirm.
Yes.
Okay. And then are we filing this claim on behalf of yourself?
Correct.
Are you a resident and citizen of the United States?
Yes.
Were you diagnosed with meningioma after taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes.
I'm so sorry to hear that. How long ago was that? When were
Thank
you
you.
diagnosed?
That was in 2016.
Oh wow, it's been a while. How are you feeling now?
I'm way much better.
You're way better. Oh my gosh, that's so good to hear. Yeah. So this has been like a journey, huh? With the meningioma.
Great. Yes.
Yeah, a healing
It's
journey.
stressful.
Yeah, I could only imagine. Again, I'm so sorry that you have to go through this, but I'm glad to hear that things are better for you. What month were you diagnosed? I know you said 2016.
I made this inquiry. It was July 2, 2019.
Oh, 2019. Okay. So 2019, July. Okay. And then do you remember around what day? It doesn't have to be exact as long as we have a guesstimate.
It was like the middle. I probably would say like, yeah, the 20th, around the 20th.
Okay, we'll put the 20th. And then can I get your date of birth, please?
It's 06/19/97.
Okay. 06/19/1997. And Miss Holmes, do you know of anybody that was also injured by the Depo Provera that we can assist?
Not at the moment, I don't.
Okay, no problem. If you do, I'll be sending you my information and you could always refer them to me, my direct line, okay, if they need assistance.
Oh,
Yeah, and Ms. Holmes, did you
okay.
take the name brand injectable contraceptive Depo Provera?
Yes.
Okay. And did you use the name brand Depo Provera for at least 1 year minimum? That would be the equivalent of four injections once every 3 months.
Yes.
Okay. Within 1 year, can you confirm you have had at least four injections prior to diagnosis?
Yes.
Okay. And then when did you start using Depo Provera?
I started using it in June of 2016.
Okay. So June of 2016, you started using Depo Provera, and we do need to put an actual date, even if it's just a guesstimate, like the middle of June or the beginning.
The beginning.
Okay, so maybe like 6/5 of 2016.
Yes.
Okay, and then when did you stop using Depo?
In 2019.
Okay, so 2019, what month?
July.
July. Okay. And I know you were diagnosed on the 20th. And did you stop taking Depo after your diagnosis or before?
After the diagnosis, when they told me.
Okay, so like right after me, is it safe to put like the 21st or the 20th that same day? Okay, we'll put the 20th when you found out. Okay, 2019. Okay, and then let's see. That answers this question. It's asking, did you use Depo-Provera between January 1st of 1992 through the present date? And so that would be a yes. And then as far as the diagnosis, that was a meningioma. So let me input that information in here. And then can you please confirm your gender for the recording?
Email.
Okay. And your marital status?
Single.
Okay. And then let me enter your first name, last name really quickly in this section. Jasmine. Do you have a middle initial?
M.
M as in Mary? Okay. And then, Ms. Holmes, we will be needing a social security in order for the law firm to do an identity verification to match your medical records.
You and me, Mahu.
Your social security in order for the law firm to do an identity verification to match your medical records, at least your last four.
Okay, the last four is 9629.
Okay. And then I have an email address of MORTANIQUEJ23@gmail.com. Is that correct?
All right.
Okay, and really quickly, just to confirm the last four of your social, 9629, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, and then your phone number, 205-480-8484, is that a cell phone?
Yes.
Okay. And then, what is your contact preference? Would you prefer a phone call, text message, or email?
Text message.
Okay, and then best time of the day to reach you? And this is for the law firm to
Anytime.
know. Either morning, afternoon, or evening.
Anytime. In the morning.
Okay. And then, Ms. Holmes, can I get your address, please?
Yes, it's 117. C as in car, H as in house, A as in apple, L as in light, K as in kite, V as in vase, I as in ice, LL, E as in egg, Talkville,
Perfect.
Manor. M8.
Manor Drive, Birmingham, Alabama. Is
Great.
that correct? Okay. It
Yes.
did come up. Thank you. That was very helpful.
No,
And let's see, is there a unit number or apartment number?
it's 117.
Would that be an apartment number, unit number? Does it matter?
It's
Okay.
apartment number.
117. Okay. Perfect. So, can I get your medical diagnosing doctor's name, please?
Yes, let me get it for you. It's Dr. Daniel Harmon, D as in day, as in dad, A as in apple, N as in nest, I as in ice, E as in egg, L as in leg.
Okay.
Harmon, HARMON.
Perfect. And then same, Birmingham, is that correct? Alabama?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Let's look him up really quickly. Birmingham. Okay. Here we go. I think I found him. Neural surgeon, Daniel Harmon, MD. Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm just entering his information into the system here. And then it looks like there's a phone number, 205-934-7170. Does that sound familiar? Or do you have another number for
yes.
him? Okay.
This the number.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. Let me enter this phone number. And then let's see. It looks like it's saying here neural surgery clinic in the neural sciences. Okay. Kirkland Clinic.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the one? Okay.
Perfect.
2000 6th Avenue. And then
it has it's 1802 6th Avenue.
Oh, okay. 1806.
02-1802 6th
okay.
Avenue South.
6th Avenue South. Okay. There's a different address, it looks like, on file. But let me punch that one in here. Give me 1 second here. So 1802 6th Avenue South, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Perfect.
Excuse me.
No problem.
Yes.
And then were there prior cancer diagnosis, Ms. Holmes?
No, ma'am. No,
okay.
Ma'am.
Okay, no problem. And then, as far as your treating doctor, do you have your treating doctor's information? Or would it be the same doctor?
It's the same Dr. Harmon.
Dr.
Harmon, Daniel Harmon.
Perfect. Let me enter that information. It would just take me a few seconds here. Is your throat okay? Because I've been like that myself all day today. So I know the feeling. I know it like comes and goes. I've been taking cough drops. They're on my desk here. Yeah.
It's the weather.
It's the weather, huh? Must be the weather. So, Ms. Holmes, as far as the pharmacy information, where were you? You were getting your Depo Provera at the pharmacy, or where were you? What was the prescribing doctor?
The prescribing doctor was Dr. Katie Fox.
Let's see, Dr. Katie. Can you spell the last name?
Fox, F-O-X.
Oh, got it.
X-Y.
Katie Fox. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then same location around the same area there? Okay. Let me enter that. I'm going to look her up. Katie Fox, nurse practitioner. Okay. Jefferson County Department of Health. Does that sound familiar?
Correct. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Just going to enter that. I see an address of 1400 6th Avenue, South Birmingham, Alabama, 35233.
Am I where she's located?
Yeah, that's what I'm finding online. That's the Jefferson County Department.
She's no longer there. She's at Eastern Health Center now.
At Houston Health Center, but that's where you would go for your depo,
Provera?
Okay.
Correct.
Perfect. If that's where you
Therefore,
went,
she
I
admits
believe we
it is
can keep
Tiger.
this information on here. And then
Okay.
let me just finish this section here, prescribing facility name. Jefferson County. And then address. Phone number. Okay. And then, okay, so now we have the doctor's information, Dr. Katie Jane Fox at Jefferson County Department of Health. And now the pharmacy name. Did you ever go to a pharmacy for any like depo related
CVS.
things? CVS? Okay.
Correct.
And then would that be around the same area, Birmingham, sorry.
It's the address is 5705.
5705
Oakville Road.
Altville Road. Okay. Let's see.
Birmingham, Alabama, 35235.
Okay, got it. Just looking it up here. I found a 5705 Shockville Road. Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Okay,
Yeah, that's
perfect.
accurate.
Perfect. I have that now. Phone number 205-854-8055. Okay. Okay, perfect. Okay, so we have that part done. And then, do you have a copy of your medical records?
Not on hand, but I can contact the hospital to obtain necessary documents.
Okay, perfect. And if for whatever reason the law firm were to request them from you, would you be able to provide them by mail, electronically, or both?
Both.
Okay. And they'll go over everything with you on the phone when they do contact you. And as far as an emergency contact number, we do request an emergency contact in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period. This precaution helps prevent disruptions in your case, and we found it necessary in the unfortunate instances where clients have become unresponsive. Does your emergency contact live with you or apart from you?
Part.
Okay, can I get the first name?
Easy.
Did you say Izzy?
Easy. K.
Okay, so
I Z Z. Can you hear me?
yeah, KIZZ.
Why?
Okay.
Holmes, Holmes.
Perfect. I have that now. Thank you.
Contact
And
number 205-370-6916.
Kizzy Holmes 205-370-6916. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. And then what is your relationship?
Mom.
Okay. And then would you like to provide an email address for Kizzy Holmes? No.
I don't have, no, I don't know hers.
Okay, no problem. I'll enter your email address in that section. And then, does she also live around the same area?
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. So it looks like we completed everything. Thank you so much for all that information. It's very helpful in order for us to prepare the file efficiently and organized for the law firm. So I'll go through everything with you one last time just to make sure that there are no typos. And then if you hear me say something incorrectly, please stop me so I can correct it immediately, okay?
Okay,
let's go through this really quickly. You would like to participate in the Double Provera lawsuit. You do not have an attorney. You haven't signed anything for a law firm. We're filing this claim on behalf of yourself. You were diagnosed with a meningioma after taking Double Provera for at least 1 year. Date of diagnosis, 7/20 of 2019. Date of birth, 6/19 of 1997. And you were taking the name brand injectable contraceptive Double Provera. You were taking Double Provera for at least 1 year, the equivalent of 4 injections once every 3 months. And then you started using Double Provera 6/5 of 2016. You stopped using Double Provera 7/20 of 2019. And I have here Jasmine as in J-A-S as in Sam, M as in Mary, I, N as in Nancy, E as in elephant, M for the middle initial, and then last name H-O-L-M-E-S.
Right.
I have a last four of social, 9629. I have an email address, MORTANIQUEJ23@gmail.com, phone number 205-480-8484. And then lastly, address 117 Chalksville Manor Drive, Birmingham, Alabama. Apartment 117, zip code 35215. Perfect.
Great.
So then we have all the doctor's information and your emergency contact, and we are good to go here. So what will happen now? I will be sending you a DocuSign. You will be receiving this DocuSign through your email.
Mm-hmm.
Please review everything. And what you'll do is you sign where it prompts you to sign, and then you will initial where it prompts you to initial. And I'll be on the phone with you in case you have any questions, okay?
Okay.
Let me know if you receive that
loading.
Email.
It's okay. It's loading now.
Perfect. And then I'll just be right here in case you need my assistance. I'll be composing a text message so you have my information and also the law firm's information as well, Ms. Holmes.
Okay. Okay, did you get the, it's done, I signed and completed, and all the documents say it's
perfect.
Thank you for completing your e-signed document.
Yes, I did receive it. I'm just going to review it really quickly while you're still on the phone to make sure that everything is perfect. Let's see. Awesome. Everything looks great, Ms. Holmes. Thank you so much for your time and your patience today. I will be sending you a text message with my direct line in case you have any questions or concerns. Also, I'll be sending you the law firm's information. Give them about a week. If you don't hear from them, you can call them, give them your name. They'll look you up and give you status updates on your case. My advice is also, please, excuse me, my throat's getting a little funny. please save their number to your phone so so then when they call you, you know who's calling you and you don't miss their call. It's important for them to be able to get a hold of you, okay?
Right. Okay.
I wish you the best. Thank you for sharing your story
all
with
right.
me.
Thank you so much.
Of course. Have a wonderful evening. Happy holidays.
You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm.